Hello, this is John Anderson, owner-operator of Reverberation Vinyl here on Main Street in Bloomington, Illinois, right across from Illinois Wesleyan University, your heady record store. So what's on my turntable at Reverberation Vinyl? The Pentangle. All right, so why the Pentangle? Well, A, the Pentangle were and are one of my favorite groups, a folk rock group from England from the late 60s, early 70s. They're around for about five records. And Burt Jansch, a famous British folk guitarist before and after the Pentangle, he and John Renbourn were the main two guitarists, legendary guitarists in that group, along with Jackie McShee, Terry Cox on drums, and Danny Thompson on bass, one of the greatest groups of all time. And I listen to them all the time, and especially in the month of May, because 47 years ago this week, the Pentangle played a concert right across the street at Illinois Wesleyan University, which has been at the top of my Holy Grail local recordings list for a long, long time. Every year during the month of May, I pester and badger people around town to see if anyone has a copy, if anybody's sitting on a copy, knows someone that recorded it. Yeah, 47 years ago this week in 1970, the Pentangle played across the street. So, 1970, by that time, the Pentangle had done three records, and three of their best, which was the self-titled first album, the second one, a double album called Sweet Child, and the third album, Basket of Light, which is kind of accepted as their quote-unquote classic LP. We'll play a couple songs from that one, because they were touring that record over here in the States at the time, and several songs from the record were most certainly played at Fred Young Fieldhouse at Illinois Wesleyan University on May 11th, 1970. So we'll lead things off today with one of my all-time favorites, Hunting Song. Okay, so if you're like me, you take an interest in local things to some degree. I'm from here, I'm a townie, and bands that have played here and shows that have happened here over the years are of interest to me. So I was always fascinated, especially after I opened the store, that the Pentangle had actually played a concert like directly across the street from where I'm sitting right now. So like I said, it seems to me that somehow, some way, the show was recorded. I've found other recordings over the years of the Pentangle from that tour. I've got one right here in front of me. From Berkeley in California from 2 weeks after their engagement here at Wesleyan. And this is one of the songs they played, one of their all-time greats, a tune called Like Wake Dirge. This ain't neat. This ain't neat. Every neat unknown. Far and sweet and candlelit. And Christ that was Like Wake Dirge, which is maybe the first Pentangle song I ever heard, possibly, actually, on a compilation from a long time ago, but that's one of their all-time greats. And the Pentangle, they had a reputation for reshaping old English songs and old English folk music into a modern context with modern instrumentation. And that presentation was done in a very kind of ancient kind of way, even though it has the very reverbed out and echoey vocals. But on some of the other material, you'd have John Renbourn playing a sitar or an electric guitar, which was kind of gasp, you know, sacrilege to old folkies. But, you know, Pentangle had that reputation as a folk rock group, even though there wasn't a lot of rock and roll. It was almost more of a blend of folk and jazz. But they did original material, and they also did a lot of old English folk stuff, which is the next song that we're going to do, a song called Brutentown. Which is, again, one of my all-time favorites, and it's an ancient English song. All these old English songs, a lot of them were very violent and bloody and sexual and kind of taboo in nature in a lot of ways. But this is one from the Sweet Child album, which is, you know, I think it's my favorite Pentangle record, but this is a song from the Sweet Child LP called Brutentown. In Brutentown there lived a farmer who had two sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they work and drive to fill their parents' hearts with fear. So the last tune is a special one, the closest we can get to the Wesleyan show from 1970. And one of the few pieces of evidence I have from the show, my friend Chris unearthed some old newspaper clippings and Pantograph, and one in particular is a photo from the Argus, from the Wesleyan newspaper, the Argus. It shows John Renborn from the Pentangle sitting in the foreground of the photo playing a sitar at this concert, and you see Jackie McShee and Burt Jantz sitting behind him, and it's a grainy black and white photo, but it's really cool. The song they were probably playing at the time at the show is that features a sitar that they were playing live around that time is a song called House Carpenter. My reason for believing this is that the bootleg I mentioned before, this one here from Berkeley, from 2 weeks after the show, they played House Carpenter, and we will air the live version of House Carpenter from that show up next here. But it's kind of cool to have at least some visual evidence that the show did happen. It said they played to a crowd of 200 at Fred Young Fieldhouse, which is a really small number, but an amazing, intimate show in my mind's eye anyway. Possibly someday we can run across a copy. And I should also say, in terms of other legendary local shows that you maybe wouldn't think of or didn't know of, in 1971, Nina Simone, the great Nina Simone, played at Stroud Auditorium at U-High, which was part of a series of concerts that Illinois State was putting on at the time. And my friend Chris Young, once again, we work on this stuff together and nerd out on this stuff together. But that is his all-time Holy Grail show. So if you're sitting on a 1971 Nina Simone tape from Stroud Auditorium or a 1970 Pentangle tape from Fred Young Fieldhouse at Illinois Wesleyan, please come see me, John Anderson, at River Bridge and Vinyl. I would love to see or hear anything anyone would have from either one of those shows. So we will close up today with this really cool live version, which is the closest we can get to our fabled show across the street, Pentangle. This is a live version from May of 1970 of The House Carpenter.